Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, the inverted yield curve, what is it?
Great question. So the inverted yield curve is where short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. And so typically what happens here is, with investors, is if you're investing for the longer term, the idea is you're going to make more money over the longer term. But here is a unique event where you're actually getting a higher interest rate on a shorter-term investment than a longer-term investment. Now, this has been a sign since 1955 of every recession, you know, the U.S. has seen, basically began with, we saw an inverted yield curve, then the recession came after. Now, it didn't always happen, but most of the time it did. And so, in 2022, we saw the yield curve invert. You know, economic factors being what they were, war with Russia and Ukraine, gas prices, all this led to the yield curve inverting. Now, we are starting to see the situation where the yield curve is returning more to a normal fashion. And so what that means is the short-term rates are quickly dropping and the long-term rates are dropping as well. And so the curve, which has been like this, is now moving more towards this. Now, this is a sign that it's very possible that we may avoid a recession. Curve. It's also a sign for investors that, hey, if you've not locked in some of your CDs and some of your fixed accounts for a longer period of time, you may want to get on that very, very quickly.
Right.
Because it's very, very possible when, hey, when they're offering you a 4.5% CD for 6 months and they're offering you a 4% for a year.
You might want to lock in the year.
Yeah, because the bank is anticipating that maybe that rate's going to be 3.5%. And so the Federal Reserve changes their mind often on this. But right now the thinking goes that the neutral rate, the rate that they don't hurt or help the economy, is about 3.5% on their federal funds rate. And we're still in the mid fives right now, which means we got a lot of interest rate cutting that they believe they're going to be doing.
Right.
And so as investors, we need to prepare for this. And one of the easiest ways you can do that is to lock in some money for longer term. But one of the strategies we kind of recommend is what's called the CD ladder. So, or a bond ladder or another fixed income ladder. Hey, you know, put some of your money in for a year, put some in for 2, 3, 4, and 5 years. By doing this, you've always got money coming due. So you've got access to your money, but you're not as susceptible to these rate changes.
Right.
You know, if the rates go back down to 1% or 0%, like they remained from 2008, really, until 2022. You know, we went through about 14 years of low interest rates. If we see an environment like that, you know, you want to go ahead and get some of these assets at a fixed rate before these rates go down.
Right.
Because that can really hurt your retirement income and your portfolio if you don't do some planning. So don't be fooled by the short term, you know, the money market accounts or the 3 month teaser rate. Well, they're doing that because they're trying to get your money, hoping that they can pay you less later.
Right. And those money market accounts, they're susceptible to drop too.
Correct.
As soon as interest rates.
They're basically, the bank gets to make the decision on when they can cut rates, but the Fed funds rate, which is the amount of money the Fed can, when they put the money back with the Fed, they can get interest on it, really determines those rates.
Right.
So if the bank's losing money on a deal,
you're not going to get as much interest.
They're going to cut your interest too.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us about that today. And thank you for tuning in as well. Hope you have a great day.